its lips like a fat skin that's swollen, perhaps from the underwater layers of the night. It's 3:04 and sleep unravels the subtle waves that seem to edge their way onto the beachhead, which is my skull on the mattress, hard bone, hard bone. Why the hell am I awake? What was it that did this? Prodded me out, so I have to see what can't be seen, feel what can't be felt, know what can't be known. Anything happening here, what weight can it have if no one else sees it? Because yes, yes, there's no one else in the room, there never is, and maybe that's what woke me. I always have this thought, maybe there used to be, maybe they were here and got lost or just went out for a while. The laptop is a tablet of emptiness, gray with its green, single orgy of light. Other pier is the space between me and the window, and outside there's a stirring glory. That's the opposite of me here, is what I think of. Is this my skin, or just dust particles scattered, strange and unbeknownst, and contaminated by what? Time, hours, minutes, seconds, these little measurements that extend into my brain, and what matters? I have no idea whether it matters to stare up at the ceiling, or across to the door, or away to the window again, or down, down into the plunging dark. Oh, how rubbish am I to have this every night? A commotion of a single creature writhing silently now on earth, a terrified heart racking and spine twisting. I saw, and the eagle